calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi there. Well, I'm sorry for you to get my call. I'm a little irritated. On January 10th, I was charged $49.97 and got an item that didn't work. So I called and spoke to a gentleman who said he would send me a new one, which I've never even tried it. And he said he would cancel my subscription, give me half of my, or 40% of my money back. Well, now on January 14th, because I'm just opening my statement from my account, I've been charged $19.99 for something. And I don't know what it is and why I'm being charged.
Yes, ma'am, I can pull it up for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, what's your zip code?
56379.
All right, and what was your first and last name?
Allison Mack.
Mack, M-A-C-K?
Yeah.
And the number that you're calling from, is this your best contact phone number?
Yeah.
How much did you say they were billing you for?
It says new gadget, Maximil, blah, 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 $19.99.
There you go. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Security for what? Who? You guys are charging me for stuff that I haven't even ordered.
It's
and then when
you.
I call you,
you just to make sure it's your account. Okay.
1321 Second Avenue South.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a foot massager originally for $7.45?
Yeah, for shipping. It was shipping, not actually the item. And then you guys, or maybe not literally you, you're working for the company, whatever, then I was charged $50 for a monthly whatever. And I'm like, what? So when I called back, he said he was going to discount that price and I wouldn't have that subscription anymore. And I said, great, because I didn't want it in the first place. And then now I'm charged $19.99 for something. What is the $19.99 for?
We don't have that charge. We just have the $49.97 and the $7.45.
Well, it's right here on my credit card. Same name of company.
Mm-hmm.
As the one from July 10th. This would be 4 days later when I called. So on January 14th, it says New Age Gadget Maximil Savla, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that, Murata, California. It's the exact same charge as the $49.97, but for $19.99.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure what the... And you said, does it have a number by the charge?
Yeah, $19.99.
No, a phone number.
Oh, no, there's no phone number. Because it's the same name as the charge for $49.97, I called this number. Because it's the same description. do you show a credit? He said he was going to be crediting my card back 40%.
Yes, but let me check it for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like he did it. It looks like that was done on January the 12th. Did you ever get it for $19.99?
Yeah, it says $19.99.
Oh, no, that's supposed to be a refund, not a charge.
Okay, now you guys owe me double the refund.
I'm sorry, what do you mean double the refund?
Oh, wait a second.
The $19.99 is a refund. It's not a charge.
Yeah, hold on. Maybe I'm looking at my cart, this statement wrong, and I'm wrong here. Let me look. Because there's two different places. One is like transactions, and the other one is summary of activity. Let me look in there. Payment. Other credit. It is a credit. I'm really sorry. Yes. It, on my transaction, it says payments and credits in one, like, description, but it doesn't have, like, a negative sign, you know, like it's a credit. It just says $19.99. So when you look at it, it looks like a charge. Okay, that was my mistake. I'm really sorry for being all crabby at you. It is a credit.
No, you're fine. A lot of people get that mixed up. They think it's a charge.
Yeah, because it says transactions on my statement. So, but
okay.
In the other, it shows $19.99 credit. Okay. I'm really sorry. I was so irritated. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All
bye.
Right, thank you. Goodbye.